The Drug Policy Alliance held a news conference to show results of the Sandoroff poll. The survey, taken last month, shows that 57% of the state's voters favor reducing the penalty for small amounts of marijuana from a misdemeanor crime to a civil penalty with smaller fines and no jail time. Representative Antonio Maestas says New Mexicans want to see law enforcement spend their time fighting serious crimes.
You only have so many hours out of the day, and an hour spent booking somebody on a minor marijuana possession charge, that hour could be spent investigating a home burglary, pulling over a DWI offender, or dealing with a domestic violence situation.
The Drug Policy Alliance's poll also showed that a majority of voters, 52%, also say they support legalizing marijuana for adults and taxing and regulating it the way alcohol is. Senator Ortiz Pino's SJM 31 would study potential revenues and savings. If the results are positive, the senator says he would push for a constitutional amendment in the next session, like those in Colorado and Washington that were approved in November. But State Senator Stuart Ingle, a Republican from Portales, says he is against legalizing marijuana.
I won't support that. It's still against the law on the federal end. I don't know what Colorado and Washington are doing. You know, if you look at our marijuana laws right now, if you have less than 8 ounces, it's a petty misdemeanor if you're not trying to sell it. I don't know how more legal you can get that.
Besides a memorial to study taxing and reducing penalties, a House bill sponsored by Representative Emily Kane is also being heard in committee this week. Her bill, HB 465, would make possession a civil penalty for the first offense, a petty misdemeanor for a second, with no jail time for either. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.